Hello, and welcome to Season 3, Episode 9 of the Queers at Play podcast. After a small hiatus, we are back.
It's time.
What is time?
Almost a year. I genuinely had no idea it had been so long.
Until you mentioned it. Until we basically plotted it out, how long it's been since the last episode, I had no idea.
Well, I mean, since we recorded the last episode, they've released Metroid Prime Remastered. I mean, I know we talked about it when we live streamed it on your channel, but we didn't talk about it on the podcast. It's now a thing that exists.
Yep. I don't believe it. I still don't believe that's actually
and it's real. And it's also technically old news by this point as well, which is even more terrifying.
Oh, it's way old news.
It's like 8 months old now.
We're now waiting for Prime 2.
Which is
weird.
What is time?
Time means nothing.
So we're going to skip over most of the news that's happened this year and dive straight in with the recent PlayStation State of Play and Nintendo Directs.
So we're going to start on a high.
Well, we'll start with the State of Play, so we have something more exciting to talk about at the end. Because despite the fact that I was actually, and I still am, quite looking forward to a number of the games that Sony showed in their State of Play, my God, they have a way of making those presentations really dull. I don't know how they manage it.
They just haven't nailed them yet, have they? They're just so boring.
Like, legit, when because Mark, you sent me that exact sentiment after the State of Play, and I could not agree more. Like, same as you, there's several things that I was like, this sounds really interesting to me. But yet, the way they deliver it is so half-hearted that it just feels so bland.
I think also, though, they don't ever really tend to use their State of Plays to, like, announce really, really big things. Like, they did say about this one, this is going to be about already announced stuff, that kind of thing. But they don't ever tend to announce, like, a new God of War.
No, they always save those for showcases, like, which are the same but different.
Yeah, they give them to Jeff to show off.
Oh, don't remind me. We're only a couple of months away from fucking Game Awards.
Well, if we actually get back into a regular cadence of podcast recording, we'll be talking about that soon.
Yay!
State of Play. What stood out for you, Graham?
I mean, the only thing that I really give that much of a shit about that was there was Spider-Man. I don't really like the look of a lot of other things there. I'm not a Final Fantasy person. I'm sure it looks amazing, but I've never played Final Fantasy in my life.
Fun fact, Ruben's probably annoyance, I have never actually finished a mainline Final Fantasy game. Somehow.
Does 14 not count?
Well, yeah, but I've not finished that.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, part of that is because they keep adding new stuff to it, but I haven't finished that.
Okay.
So the only thing I finished is Resident Evil 7 Remake, which isn't really a complete game either. Well, I mean, it is, but it's only a third of the story, if that. But yeah, I am really excited for Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth. It looks so good.
I'm just looking forward to playing as Red 13, surprising no one.
No, nobody is surprised. I like the image that I've seen of Red 13 riding a chocobo.
I need to look for that image. I've not seen that, I don't think.
Is Red the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dog.
Yeah.
Wolf.
The whatever that animal is. I must admit, the only other thing that really stood out to me, apart from Spider-Man 2 and Rebirth, was Tales of Arise DLC.
Yeah, I did clock that. I finished more Tales games than I finished Final Fantasy games. How's that?
Oh, Mark.
So have I. I finished Symphonia? One Tales game. It's all right. Yes.
Why has everyone finished Symphonia?
It's the best one.
Oh, now we could get into a riot.
Actually, no, that's true.
That.
That's not true, but... actually, because I very much enjoy Tales of Arise. I would struggle to choose between the two now.
It was the second game I ever got for the GameCube. I didn't know what Tales was.
What was the
at
first
all.
Game you got for the GameCube? Okay.
Wind Waker.
I mean, that's a great choice.
Solid starting point, yeah.
That was
it's
my
really
first Zelda.
From there. Until you picked up Metroid Prime.
Exactly.
No, Luigi's Mansion. Anyway.
I also hated Smash. I borrowed Smash from a mate and I hated it. Which is crazy considering how much I adore it now.
You're different people at different stages of your life though, aren't you? Resident Evil 4 DLC?
Yeah, I like the look of that. And also Resident Evil 4 in VR. That's probably going to be an experience.
I am not interested in that, I'll be honest. For me, Resident Evil 4 just feels like it should be a third-person game, and playing it first-person just doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah. I can kind of see where you're coming from that. I would like to try it. It's going to be ages before I ever get a VR 2. There's no chance in hell. It's too expensive right now. But I would like to give it a go.
I mean, the fact that it's a free upgrade is more... Evil 4. It's just a nice... it'd be different if they were charging for it, but it's a free upgrade, so I'm like, cool, that's pretty cool.
Because they did it with Village as well, didn't they? Have they released
the
VR update?
And let me tell you, those
werewolfy
things in first person in VR are fucking huge. You don't really appreciate how big they appear when you're playing on the TV compared to when you play in VR.
That's what VR needs, though, is like the big games in VR. Not like shitty little spin-offs that nobody really cares about. Like, get the actual big main games in VR.
Do you mean like Ghostbusters?
I kind of like the look of the Ghostbusters game.
It looks great, but that's not a system selling game.
No, but other than what I was going to say, the fact that it's a multiplayer game, so who the fuck are you going to play it with? Because there's like three people that have a PSVR too, and I'm one of them.
Yeah. I mean I watched the State of Play with Gav, and I made the same comment when I saw Ghostbusters. I was just like, wow, that's a really high entry point for a multiplayer game.
Mm-hmm. You have to have a PS5 and a PSVR 2 and know like two or three other people with both those things.
Yeah. It's like the Four Swords Adventures all over again.
Yeah. But worse.
Yeah.
Can you connect two VR2s to the same PS5? Or is this
online
only?
I suspect. I don't think there's any way that the PS5 could run two VR headsets. It's already having to render everything twice in VR.
Yeah, probably.
Then having to render it four times.
Yeah, I guess.
The only other thing that struck me from the State of Play, and it wasn't for a good reason, was Foam Stars.
Because it looks fucking awful.
I really hate that game.
Could they be more brazen in copying Splatoon?
Really good.
I know.
There's literally the only thing that game's missing, and to be fair, it's one of the things I like about Splatoon, is there's no way I would like Foam Stars, is character customization. It doesn't appear you can customize the characters. They seem to be static in a sort of League of Legends style way.
Really? That seems like they've missed the
arms. Arms is actually a good, better comparison, I'd say.
They're going to try and make us care about these characters. Nobody gives a shit about them.
Because you know what? They ain't Kelly and Marie. There's no way that we're going to care about them. Or Big Man.
Exactly.
I don't know who any of those people are.
They're all from Splatoon, Mark.
Nobody will ever be Big Man.
Everything else was kind of from State of Play.
I mean, new PlayStation 5
I still think
nice,
that,
but not groundbreaking.
No.
Not for us when we've already got a PS5, no. Avatar still looks bland as hell. I don't understand why it's first person. That should be third person. I've always thought it looks like a weird game.
Maybe you should write Ubisoft a letter.
Nothing else.
Oh, I think there's much more pressing.
Just telling them all to get fucked.
Yeah, there's more pressing things.
There's a lot of things we'd say.
But yeah.
So yeah, that's a state of play.
It was a state of play.
It happened. Yeah. But yeah, Nintendo Direct. So there have been two Nintendo Directs in the last couple of weeks. Perhaps we'll start with the Mario Wonder Direct. And how good does that game look?
I cannot wait.
It looks so, so good. And it's a shame that Spider-Man's out on the same day, because I would have bought Spider-Man day and date if it wasn't for Mario Wonder.
I am getting both
day. I'm probably not going to spend that much money.
I had the good fortune of coming into a free £150 Amazon voucher, so I used that to pre-order both of those and Mario RPG for the total price of £7.
Amazing.
I basically, when I found out that both of these were coming out on the same day, I had a very similar quandary to you, Graham, and I basically decided, you know what, I will wait and get Spider-Man later.
Yep, I'm exactly the same. I can't wait. I wouldn't ever wait on a new Mario game. Spider-Man's
I mean, that being said, I can't actually play Spider-Man 2 for about a week and a half after that, because that's basically the day we go on holiday.
Yes, well, whereas you can play Mario Wonder.
Exactly, so I will be taking that with me with my Switch.
You and me both. We're going to be really uninteresting people on holiday.
I'm struggling to remember now what was actually shown in that direct. It was
it just looks so good. Like, I think 2D Mario's recently, I say recently, over the last 10 years or so,
they haven't released really a new bland 2D Mario in 11 years.
Oh, is that how long it's been? Okay, then between 11 plus
New Super Mario Brothers U Deluxe,
which was a port,
yeah. It's been 11 years, I think. So perhaps over the last 20 years, if you're going back to sort of the first New Super Mario Brothers game,
yeah.
Oh wow, that makes me feel really old.
Yeah.
But I see where I agree with you, Graham. I do think this looks incredible, like visually speaking. And also everyone's an elephant now, so that's good too.
The elephant power up's awesome.
I think there are some really interesting things you can do with the drill upgrade as well. Or at least it opens up some possibilities for really interesting secrets that are hidden.
Yeah, drilling upside down in the ceiling and stuff. That looks really cool. Question though, are you turning the flowers on or off? I really like them. I really like the dumb voice from the flowers.
Oh no, they're staying on for me.
Yeah.
It depends where I'm playing. At home they'd be staying on, but if I'm like out and about, maybe I'd turn them off. But then I don't like being out and having anything that makes noise. That's why my phone's always on silent.
Wherever I go, voices are staying on.
Yeah, I think they're funny. People hate the voice, the little flowers, but I think they're funny.
Ah, but some people just don't like fun, Graham.
Exactly.
Like, and you just have to let those people just be on their own, not having fun.
But yeah, roll on October.
Yep. Although coming out in October, you bastards.
What's wrong with that?
Halloween month! Don't give me something bright and colourful and lovely during a month where I'm trying to be miserable and gothic. Damn it.
Feels spooky.
Wasn't there supposed to be like so many things out in October as well?
There are,
yeah.
Because I think they moved Alan Wake out of the October flurry of games. I think it was because of that.
Probably. That's But I can't Spider-Man even think 2 of... is October. Detective Pikachu is October.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what else. But yeah, how about the rest of the other directs?
Oh my god.
There was so much.
There was so much.
I mean, firstly, I just want to say Nintendo are really milking Mario for the final months of the Switch lifespan.
There's eight
Mario Universe games coming out in the next 6 to 8 months.
But they all look so good though. Like I'm so surprised at how good the Peach game looks. I thought it would just be a bog standard 2D platformer. I didn't think they would have all this like Kirby-like transformations and costumes and stuff.
I must admit, I'm the same as you. I thought it was going to be like Super Princess Peach.
Yeah.
And I was watching this with a friend, with us being in a Discord call. When the chef outfit came out, I actually cackled.
It was great.
Out of sheer joy. It looked amazing.
It really looks so good.
They need an amiibo of every Peach costume from that game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm poor enough as it is. No, stop.
Pirate Peach. I like Pirate Peach as well.
Yeah. Kung Fu Peach.
Kung Fu Peach is the best one.
Just, I'm really interested because they said that's not it as well. So there's going to be more costumes. So I'm really interested to see what the other costumes they put. Because, like, we all know Nintendo pretty well at this point. When they have a mechanic, they pretty much pull everything out of that mechanic they can.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really interested to see what they do with this outfit idea.
Yeah, it does look really fun.
I've got to bring it up because I'm so excited about it. I'm sorry, Detective Pikachu Returns. I loved the first game. I cannot wait for the second game. Pikachu rides a Growlithe. That's all I really need out of my life.
It's perfect, isn't it? I think I'll probably be waiting for a bit for it because I still haven't finished the first one. I was playing it recently, actually, and I think I maybe got about 3/4 of the way through, so I'll probably try finishing that before. But yeah, it does. It looks adorable.
It's a lot longer, Detective Pikachu, like the first game. It's a lot longer than you think it's going to be.
Is it?
No, I think you are. If you think you're 3/4 of the way through, you are. But like when I first played it, I kind of, because it's geared that way, I was kind of expecting it to just be like a kiddie detective game. So I was like, oh, this will be over really quickly. And it actually lasts a decent length of time, the original game.
Oh, good.
So I'm just looking forward to a sequel, and hopefully that means a second movie.
It better mean a second movie.
Come on, Nintendo. Give me a second movie.
You just want to see Justice Smith.
Yeah, who doesn't? I just want to see Justice Smith again. Precisely. Who doesn't?
It's not about... What I mean is it's not about the Pikachu at all. You just want to see Justice Smith.
Yeah.
I was really pleasantly surprised by the Another Code recollection.
Oh, same.
I really enjoyed the first game on the Nintendo DS.
That was such a left field choice for a Switch game, but it's great.
And I never played the sequel on the Wii, so
I didn't even know a sequel existed.
Yeah, until it didn't then. I don't think it got a particularly wide release. It kind of was a bit under the radar. But yeah, the first one I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see how they change some of the puzzles for the
Switch. I was going to say.
Some of them rely on like shutting the DS and opening it again. So it'd be interesting to see how they switch things up, so to speak. That wasn't an intentional pun, but
Mark.
I seen somebody comment on Twitter about the fact that the character in the remake is holding something that looks like a Switch, but it's not quite a Switch.
Okay, because in the original she had something that looked like a DS.
Yeah, she had blatantly a DS in the original, but this one looked slightly different to a Switch, and that had them speculating about, are they just slyly sneaking in a Switch 2 there? without telling us, which would be kind
of
cool.
No, because I think in the original it looked a bit like a DS, but not exactly like a DS. It's probably just a stylized take on a Switch.
Yeah, that's probably more likely. But yeah, that was a cool little announcement. I only ever played a little bit of that on the DS years and years ago. So I'll maybe get
I vaguely remember being quite hooked on the mystery and wanting to know what was going on. So I was like seeing it through to the end.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I don't play games like that. Or try not to. I got so into Hotel Dusk, though, I just couldn't help myself.
But it's not, I mean, it's not like it's a massively long game either.
But it's, I'm not good with puzzles, Mark. I'm stupid.
No,
I'm
you're
baby.
Not.
I am not good with puzzles, though. That is undeniable. What did we think of the Tomb Raider remasters?
I thought that was a nice wee surprise.
A lot of people have been like asking for re-releases of the original Tomb Raider game, so I don't have any particular fondness for the original Tomb Raiders, having
no,
never
same.
Really played them, but they look like they're going to be pretty nice remasterings for people that do want them.
Yeah.
I don't know whether or not they've like updated the controls or not, because they are a bit janky in the original, from what
yeah.
I remember of playing with them, but
having to meticulously line ladder up to like the side of a cliff to do a jump and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably play terribly going back to them, but it's a cool little thing for people like it.
I like the idea of being able to switch between the remastered
yeah.
games and the original
yeah.
games.
Yeah, that's a great idea, yeah. I've seen that in a few games recently.
Yeah, there's been a couple out there that have done that.
Mm.
Just a nice idea.
Yeah.
Anything.
I know they did it in the Monkey Island remasterings, and they did it in the Command & Conquer remastered collection.
Yeah, they did it in Dragon Quest 10, 11. What's the recent one? Where you went to just 8-bit graphics to the modern stuff, which is really cool.
Oh, I loved that, actually.
Yeah.
The Dragon Quest 11.
11.
Being able to play it. It was 60?
Yeah, 60.
It was like SNES graphics, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Oh, that was a really good feature.
Yeah, that was
and
cool.
And the fact they introduced that on the Switch, insane to me.
Yeah. And it was the entire game you could play in one style or the other, which was mad.
Which means they would have just had to redo the whole fucking game
just
in 16-bit. That's insane. They
made the whole game twice. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Mario RPG is continuing to look delightful as well.
Yep. I've never played the original, so this will be a nice thing.
The original never came out in the UK on the SNES.
It did on the Wii eShop.
Yes, but it was never released. It was never released on the SNES because it was announced, and then it was right at the end of the SNES's lifetime, and then they cancelled the European release of it, which at the time I remember being really fucking annoyed at.
And you're not even a JRPG fan.
No, I just wanted a Mario game.
The only criticism I have at the moment of Mario RPG. The remake of Mario RPG, it sounds like they messed with the battle music, so I really hope there's the option.
Oh, there is. They've already announced
to the original.
That. You can swap to the original soundtrack.
Oh, can you? That's really cool.
Not the original graphics,
but you can switch to the original sound.
Excellent, because whatever they've done to the remix of that battle music, I did not like. Boss music, fine. Standard battle music, which I'll be hearing a lot, was not a fan. So I'm glad that is a thing. Thank you for letting me know that.
Having not played the original, I don't know what I would be missing, so...
Same. And the
Sorry, Graham.
I was just going to say, and the other one that I've never played the original of as well was the Paper Mario. Never played that before. Which is a cool surprise.
So we talked about this on our stream... the Monday before the Direct.
Yeah.
Because I mentioned that I had recently bought the GameCube version.
Oh, you had, yeah.
Yeah. And Ruben said, how annoyed would you be if they announced a remake? 1,000-year door, and the director, I said, well, actually, I wouldn't be that. I would be quite happy.
Did you pay £190 from CEX?
I didn't pay that much, no. But it was a lot. But it was. It's more. I'm trying to recreate my original collection of games that I had to get rid of for various reasons.
And now they're just all coming out on Switch anyway.
But I'm okay with that. I'm okay
because
with that.
It looks lovely though. Like it does. Looks so pretty.
So yeah, I will definitely be picking that one up next year as well.
I wonder if there's going to be a bunch of Paper Mario people who are playing this one or they've played like the ones that nobody really likes for the first time and those were their first ones and they end up preferring Sticker Star and Color Splash over 1,000-year Door. I hope that happens just to see people get so annoyed about that.
Fucking don't get me started. Fucking Sticker Star.
I'm sure there will be. Everyone has their weird favourites sometimes.
People hate Sticker Star though, don't they?
Yep, I'm one of those people. If you like, just mini rant, but if you're going to have a mechanic that is compulsory to continue, don't make the things that are key items to continue single use.
That does sound that really frustrating, and it's what put me off ever trying Sticker Star.
Yeah, basically you'll reach points where there's like puzzles you have to solve using particular objects that you've turned into a sticker. But if you use the sticker, you then have to go back and get that same sticker again.
That sounds really frustrating.
And fucking annoying.
Had you any idea whether or not you were to keep the sticker for later?
No.
Oh.
No, they don't. They, apart from the fact they're bigger, there's nothing denoting them from... And also, bear in mind, you can get big stickers that aren't compulsory for story progression. And there's no real distinction between those. It doesn't give them a marking or something to show that they're actually compulsory or needed.
Oh. Yeah, that sounds shit.
That game pissed me off. Something wrong.
Okay, I can understand why people hate that game.
But I never finished 1,000-year Door, so I'm really looking forward to getting back into that and finishing it this time.
Yeah, it looks really great.
Yeah, I don't think I actually originally finished 1,000-year Door either. I think I got very near to the end, and I think I got stuck on a boss that I just couldn't beat.
I need to, because it's the one... apart from Sticker Star, which I'm never going to complete. I finished the first one. I finished Super Paper Mario. I never had Color Splash, which is a shame. But each Paper Mario game I played, except 1,000-year Door and Sticker Star because it's shit, I finished. So I would like to finish this one, please.
Did you finish Origami King?
Yeah, I fucking hated that game so much.
I really liked
it. But you finished it.
I really liked it. I just hated the battles. That whole spinning circle thing was so annoying.
The battles were the worst part of that game.
Yeah.
Everything else was great, but the battles were horrendous. And Mark, you know I have a penchant for finishing games.
That is true. Fight,
why are you surprised? I finished fucking Chibi Robo Ziplash out of spite, so why would I not finish that?
That's fair.
I like how you say it, spite. Like, who's actually affected by your spite of this except you? You're spiting yourself.
It is me. I'm so stubborn that I harm myself. Another surprise I want to highlight, though, from this. F-Zero 99.
Love it. I love it.
Have you been playing it?
I have been playing it, yeah. It's so good. I've loved
it
every
looks like
single...
It looks so chaotic.
It is absolute chaos. But a lot of these 99 games are. I've loved every single 99 game. I really like this series and I hope they keep making more of them and just coming out with the most bonkers ideas to make a 99 game. But I've been absolutely loving it.
Do you know what they should do next year? As this has just come to me. Basically Four Swords Adventures but with 99 links.
Oh my god. I was sitting here thinking Zelda 99 should be the next one, but I did not even conceive.
That would be perfect, though, because they could make some kind of little map that you have to get to the end and defeat a boss and the last one standing wins, and that would be perfect in the Four Swords style.
if it's like actual Four Swords, the winner will be whoever collects the most Force Gems.
Yeah. See, in my head, I was thinking Pokemon Shuffle 99, because I thought that would be great. But Zelda 99 in Four Swords style, perfect.
Just 100 different coloured, well, 99 different coloured links running around.
Oh, bonkers. That would mess with my stupid colourblind eyes. Let's give them little outfits or something so I can tell them all apart.
And the best thing about that is I can imagine if that exists within the Zelda timeline, just Ganon standing on the side going, oh, fuck. One of these cunts was enough.
Oh, it'd be so perfect. I would love that.
Yes. I now really want that to exist. Put that out into the world.
But I'd even Four Swords Adventures to exist on Switch. That would be nice too.
Yeah, I'd love that. That would be amazing.
But we are getting... Sorry, Ben.
I was just going to say, I could see them doing that as Zelda 99, though. Like, exactly as you've described it. That seems like some nice little surprise that they would offer towards the end of the Switch's life or something.
Or as the launch 99 game for the Switch successor.
I really hope we still get to keep all the 99 games that are there already when the new Switch comes. I mean, that's
a
whole other
chat. Don't they stop working after a certain amount of time?
That's only been Mario so far.
Oh, okay.
Mario 35 stopped, which was baffling because that game was so much fun. But Tetris 99 is still there, and that's as good as ever. Tetris 99 is my drinking game. Like, when I'm getting ready to go out and having some drinks, I play Tetris 99. Still haven't ever won. But I think Pac-Man 99 is leaving in October.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Because that was great as well.
It's just a good concept. You wouldn't... It's one of those things that if on paper, it's just like, no, there's no fucking way that's going to work. Like, yeah, it really does.
Each one has just worked so, so well.
But it's very clear that a lot of these games are very much remakes and remasterings.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't a problem.
It's not a problem, but it's very clear that we're at the end of the life.
Oh, we're on the wind down. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. This is wind down. This was a wind down Nintendo Direct, for sure. Which I'm more than happy with. Like, I said before going into it, I don't want a big, massive new Switch announcement now. I don't want Metroid Prime 4 on the Switch. I want that to be on Switch 2 now. Every next big thing has to be Switch 2.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's also, to be fair, a lot of the games that they're remastering are either games that are quite old at this point, mm-hmm. quite rare at this point, or are just a little bit unusual. And that's good.
A lot of them are really... I think a lot of the choices have been kind of and Nintendo, because they've all been really like fan service type stuff, like Super Mario RPG, Thousand Year Door. Like, those are all really things that fans just cry out for, and the sort of thing you would go, Nintendo's never listening to us, but they've just been doing it, which is really cool.
Yeah, very succinctly put.
Yeah, I don't know how disappointed I would be if they announce in the usual February direct that Metroid Prime 4 is going to be a Switch game.
I would be disappointed. I mean, I would be happy that it's coming.
It would be mixed reactions, I think.
Yeah, and like, I would be happy if a trailer came and it looked as good as Prime Remastered. I'd be happy, but in the back of my mind, I'd be like, we know what the rumours are about the Switch 2. Just think how stunning it could look on that. So I'd be in two minds.
But you're right, I certainly don't think we're going to get any more major game announcements for the Switch.
No. There's no new big 3D Mario, there's no new Zelda. If we're getting anything from Zelda, it's going to be ports again.
Yeah, it's going to be re-releases.
Yep.
Probably Skyward Sword or Twilight Princess, or both in a double pack.
And that's fine. That's how to wind down a console. Like, I'm glad that they're saving all this for the new one, because they need, because Nintendo have got a bad track history of you. They have one successful console and one that does absolutely shit the next time. So they need to have like a good run of two big hits this time.
And the only way they're going to do that is if they have a solid launch, because the Switch had the Switch did have a solid launch. And the Switch has only gotten stronger as the years have gone on. And
it helped that it launched with a title that people had been looking forward to for a long time, which I know came to the Wii U, but who was buying a Wii U at that point?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, everyone wanted to play Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
I almost said Wind Waker. Everyone wanted to play Breath of the Wild, regardless of whether or not they ended up liking it or not, Reuben.
Thanks for throwing me under the, like, you've been throwing me under this same fucking train for 7 years. Let it go.
No.
But yeah, it's interesting. It'd be interesting to see what Nintendo have under their hat for the launch of the Switch 2, because, you know, I'm absolutely going to love whatever, or likely to love whatever Metroid Prime 4 ends up being, but Metroid is never really known for being a big system seller.
No, I don't. I think if Prime 4 is at launch, and by launch I mean in launch day, not like launch period. If that's there, I think we'd get another big Nintendo game as well. I think we'd get a 3D Mario or something like that for launch day as well, because they couldn't launch a new console with Metroid being the big new game. That's not how to launch a new Nintendo console. But I think they'd probably launch it with a bunch of third-party stuff that's never been on Nintendo
before.
Yeah,
I mean, it does sound, you know, the recent rumours have pointed at Baldur's Gate 3 possibly being a Switch 2 title. People hoping beyond hope, by the sounds of it, that Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is going to be on the Switch 2,
because
its console exclusivity ends in, like, May.
That's true,
I don't necessarily see that as being likely, because Final Fantasy VII Remake's exclusivity ended a year after that launch, and that never released on any other console.
Even Final Fantasy 16, like, they could do that instead. I could see them doing Elden Ring. I could see them doing Street Fighter. All these big things that have come out, Resident Evil 4 Remake, all that kind of stuff, like, to launch on the day with those massive third-party games that would typically skip Nintendo platforms.
Everyone will go, well, these are all games that we played a year and a half ago.
Yes, but it's still a good launch, because console launches generally do launch with a bunch of games that have come out a fair amount of time ago anyway. That's normally how console launches go. So if it is as powerful as the rumours are suggesting, there's no reason it couldn't launch with all those.
But yeah, anything else anybody wants to pick up from the Nintendo Direct?
I'm going to give a wee shout out to Prince of Persia, because I think that looks so good.
Ubisoft, by the side, I am with you. It does.
It does
look like the kind of game that I would probably enjoy quite a lot.
Yeah. It just looks so well made. I like it when there's something a little bit different that people are releasing that aren't Nintendo. Like when a Ubisoft does something like that. And a 2D platformer Metroidvania sort of thing shouldn't be that unusual for other big companies to release, but it is. It's not a Ubisoft type game at the moment. So it's nice to have it, and I think it looks great.
Ruben?
I won't be getting it.
But... No, I was expecting a fuck Ubisoft. That's
I mean, we know that's why. I won't be getting it because fuck Ubisoft.
But yes, also anything else that stood out from you from the Direct?
Obviously, Eudon Chronicles. Because I played the smaller kind of prequel game that was on Game Pass.
Oh, yes, you've mentioned that and before.
Fucking loved it. So I'm really looking forward to 100 Heroes in April. But obviously, I'll play that on Game Pass. I won't buy it on Switch.
That makes sense. Oh, is it a day one Game Pass?
Yeah, it is a day one Game Pass.
That's a very Ribbon game.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Are you not going to
get... 10-based JRPG with 100 different characters?
Yes, exactly. Please. Are you not going to get Unicorn Overload just for the name?
I'll be honest, reading that name, I cannot remember what that fucking game was.
Neither do I just read it and said it.
It might have been Unicorn... Was it Unicorn Overload or Unicorn... I might have mistyped
Lord.
It. Overload, not Overload. I've mistyped it. But
even better, though.
That was a strategy, another like medieval tactics type game, I think.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, and I was watching that and I was like, that looks way too fucking stressful for me. give me more turns, please. Yeah, I needed a bit more turn-based my strategy than that. And also, I think it had a really, really weird art style as well, if I remember. Some of it looked great and some of it really didn't.
Hmm. It was a bit of a cohesive bit of a clash of styles.
Mm.
I think a lot of people were quite excited that we're finally getting the Sora amiibo.
Oh, yeah.
Of course they would be, but why did they pick the most boring pose possible?
Yeah, it really is, isn't it?
I know it's Sora's main pose with the shit-eating grin and the fucking keyblade across his back, but like, there's so many cool poses they could have used for Sora and they didn't. Oh, well.
I can't believe that's it, though. Like, how long is... When did Smash Amiibo start... coming?
It would have been the Wii U version, like 2015, wouldn't it?
2014 or 2015, yeah. It's taken that long to get all the amiibo for Smash.
My god, insane.
I do want to give a little shout out to Mario versus Donkey Kong as well. I love a little puzzler like that.
Yeah, it looks nice. Not a game for me, to be honest. I'll probably leave that, but yeah, it looks quite cute.
I never played the original on the Game Boy, so
I did play the original on the Game Boy.
Is it just a remake of that? Yeah.
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 Oh.
It stresses me out because it's all happening at once. I'm like, I can't keep up. Like, it's like Lemmings. I can't play Lemmings either.
Oh, I like
Lemmings. There are too many things happening at once. I can't keep up.
Lemmings is fun.
Is there anything particular that stood out for you then, Mark?
Not that we haven't already talked about, to be honest. The big ones for me were, other than the obvious, Another Code and Mario vs. Donkey Kong. And everything else we've already mentioned. Oh, but we didn't mention Luigi's Mansion 2, actually.
No.
That is coming. Yeah. I've already played it, so I'm not in a massive rush to play it again.
I'm the same. It's not. I know people don't really care that much for 2, and I loved 2, but 3 is just infinitely better.
So yeah, probably that's trouble. I think it's gonna suffer in comparison to 3.
Yeah, it won't do anywhere near as well as 3 did, but it's good that it's there for people that haven't tried it.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it's not lost forever on the 3DS, I suppose.
Yeah. It was also the Splatoon 3 DLC, which... looks cool, but I feel that I'm kind of over Splatoon.
I couldn't figure out what exactly it was.
No, I didn't work it out either.
I think it's a roguelite.
Do you think?
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
That's interesting. They were
talking about being able to replay it and it.
Oh, yeah.
And what clued me in is on one of the results screens, it said highest level reached.
Mm. Ah.
And a number, so I was like, okay, this sounds like a roguelite to me.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, you get as far up the tower as you can get, and then you get some element of your power to take into another run. Yeah.
Do you know what? When the word roguelike is mentioned, that normally turns me off of a game. But I kind of think Splatoon needs to do something a little bit different. So I'm finding myself more interested if it's that.
Yes, the reason why in Splatoon 3, basically the only thing I do is the
single player,
that co-op, oh, the co-op mode.
Oh, the Salmon Run.
Yeah, Salmon Run. That's the only thing I do. Because I really enjoy Salmon Run.
Salmon Run's fun. There just wasn't enough of a distinction between Splatoon 2 and 3. I think they need to properly do something big and new. And if that roguelike works,
I hate to use live service games, but it feels like the kind of game that really would work totally quite well as a live service.
It would. Mario Kart would as well. Like, there's definitely Nintendo games that would work as live service, and I hate live service stuff as well, but they're perfect.
It does make sense for some games, and I think Splatoon, particularly for Nintendo, it would.
Yeah. Animal Crossing as well.
Just so long as you can do it in a way that's not, you know, predatory.
Yeah.
Which I think I think Nintendo would probably try that somehow. I don't know how.
I'm not sure.
I do find
Mario Kart Tour is incredibly predatory, or was. It's now being discontinued. But that was incredibly predatory.
The thing is, though, like Nintendo.
But I don't think they would do that on one of their consoles.
No, probably not.
Fair point.
They tried changing it from less predatory with Super Mario Run, and people complained about paying a tenner for a full game. So,
which is insane.
Which is baffling.
Mario Run was really fun.
Yeah,
as well.
They could have easily released it as a free download, and then you had to collect gems or wait 24 hours or pay money for the rest of the game. But so they have tried something else, but yeah.
But yeah, that's the Nintendo Direct. So shall we move on to Game Pass Gamble?
I've forgotten what it even is.
Can you even remember?
Nope.
So, all those months ago, Ruben chose Proteus. So long ago, in fact, that it's actually being removed from Game Pass. So, can you remember playing Proteus?
Yeah.
Do you remember your thoughts?
Mostly. It's all right.
Excellent. Right.
Next.
Right. Okay. So I need to give a little bit more information on that. It's a modern reimagining of like a Doom style game. So first person shooter, retro style visuals, so much fucking blood, like, and viscera. Gorgeously fucking detailed in retro styles, which does make it really easy for navigating levels, because you just need to go to the place which isn't splattered with viscera, and then you know you've not been there before. Level based, so like Doom again.
Mm-hmm.
The only real detriment I can give, because it's a really enjoyable game. I had a great time with it, and I got a lot further in it than I thought I was going to. The only bad thing I can think of about it is it has a lot of those really fucking irritating, like, Doom 2016, Doom Eternal style difficulty spikes.
Yeah.
Where suddenly it just goes, here's too many enemies for you to deal with. Good luck. And it's just like, fuck off. That's not difficulty. You've not scaled this at all. You've just literally just gone, you're trapped in a room now and you have to deal with this.
Yeah, I hate it when it doesn't.
Which isn't enjoyable at all. So although I played a lot of Proteus, I didn't finish it because I reached a level where it opens with one of those kind of gauntlets, and I died so many times in a row. I was like, I just can't with this anymore. But if you like Doom, like early Doom, or even modern Doom, really, I'd recommend it. I'd suggest giving it a go.
Worth having a look before it disappears off Game Pass.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Right, well, it's my turn to choose. Have you both got your selections for me ready?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm being nice this time.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll go with Ruben's suggestion, and then if I don't like it, then I can go to Graham, who you said he's being nice.
Are you being nice, Ruben?
The game I've chosen is Lies of P.
part of me both knew that's what you were going to choose and sort of wanted you to choose it as well. I'm going to stick with that.
Because I reviewed it and it's so good.
Is it?
Yeah, I wrote a review. I think I gave it a 9 out of 10 in the end. I only marked it down because it has not many, but it does have some difficulty spikes that just come out of nowhere. But otherwise, like, the game is good.
Is it pretty much just Bloodborne with Pinocchio?
Yeah, yeah. I described it as Timothée Chalamet
Pinocchio.
Yeah.
I literally described it in my review as Bloodborne featuring Timothée Chalamet.
Super twink Bloodborne.
Well, I'm going to stick with that then. What did I miss out on, Graham? What had you picked?
I think you've made a good choice. I picked one of my favourite indie games ever. I picked Spiritfarer.
Okay.
Which, oh my god.
I've heard it's good. I would not have been disappointed with that choice though.
I just adored that game. I absolutely loved it.
That game tore me apart.
Oh, it's so heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking. Oh my god.
I still never played the DLC. I should get round to it one day.
I think maybe I dodged the bullet. I don't know if I could cope with such an emotional roller coaster right now.
and that recently returned, didn't it? That left Game Pass and it's come back again recently.
Oh, had it left? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it left and it came back in the last couple of weeks.
You've made a good choice, though, I think.
Well, yeah. So look forward to finding out how much I hated Lies of P in 2 weeks. Right. Well, I guess we should probably wrap things up.
Yeah. It's been nice to be back. Yeah.
It is. It's so good to be back. I've genuinely missed this.
Yeah, same.
Well, we shall endeavour to stick to a more consistent recording schedule. than once
every 6 months.
Yeah. Excellent. Right. Well, thank you both.
Thank you, and also as a random outward thing. Fuck Unity.
Oh yeah. Fuck Unity. We forgot to fuck Unity. Fuck Unity.
There's a sentence. We're just gonna clip that.
Yeah. Just leave that as it is.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, all.